Race plays a significant factor in almost every aspect of community life, but often there's a fundamental misunderstanding of how those conversations should be happening. A Greensboro-based organization is teaching people how to talk about race openly. Rebecca Martinez reports.
The Racial Equity Institute wants to make one thing very clear. This is not your standard Starbucks diversity training.
One of the challenges today is trying to understand race and racism, its origins, and how it's operable in the world and in our systems. It is not understood by people, even people experiencing that.
Dina Hayes Green is REI's managing director. She wants to help people of all races examine their interactions with racism and understand how ingrained it is in everyday life.
We think it's really critical for people of color and for white people to have a shared language so that we can speak with each other without all of the misunderstandings. Because if you think that race and racism is about individual acts of meanness, and I think it's the way that it has been created and then embedded and institutionalized, and we're not even talking about the same thing.
Hayes Green says the organization has grown fourfold over the last decade. She credits word-of-mouth referrals. Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue has been to three REI trainings and says the conversations can be difficult.
They're particularly difficult when, you're a police officer participating in a training where people are talking about their own personal experiences, sometimes at the hands of police officers.
Blue has turned his experience from these trainings and his evolved perspective into action. The local NAACP praised his officers for restraint during the toppling of Silent Sam. Blue has also deprioritized some citations, such as low-level marijuana offenses, because they disproportionately affect Black people.
So I know I and my colleagues, police colleagues, have left that training feeling exhausted, overwhelmed, frustrated, but also, I think, better prepared for the next tough conversation. I think we refer to it as getting inoculated for tough conversations. I think REI certainly helps us do that.
REI's Dina Hayes Green says the process of examining the cognitive dissonance around race is a necessary first step in making change, but it won't happen overnight. Rebecca Martinez, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.